I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
There was a guy, I saw a video of a guy claiming that he would go around, pay homeless people $25 for their social security birth date and all this stuff, take out credit cards in their name.
Oh my God.
And cash advances. Oh my God. He would just get like tons of money from all these people. Oh. And then he would get a cell phone with that money and put it in that guy's name as well and hand that guy the cell phone. And then somehow he would set it up to where he would do like a purchase, but it went back to that cell phone and the police would track it and arrest the homeless person.
I'm a big fan of stealing homeless people's identities. Don't judge me. I trick them. I used to make a survey, 17 questions. I had a statistical survey badge that said I was a statistical surveyor. And when I would go around and I'd say, hey, excuse me, I'm taking surveys for the Salvation Army to try and determine where we're going to place our next homeless facility. I'm assuming, are you homeless? And they'd be like, yeah. I go, okay, well, look, I'm taking a survey. They go, oh, I'm not interested. No, it pays $20 cash right now. You're going to pay me right now, $20 cash right now. And I'd show them a little couple of 20s and I go, right now, bro. And I write name, date of birth, social security number. So I go through all the basic questions, all things I need to steal your identity. I get all that information and I give them the $20. I go online. First thing I do is I just order their birth certificate, order a copy of their social security card. I would mail it to an abandoned house. I'd order 3 secure credit cards, build up their credit. I would build some kind of a scam using a cell phone in that person's name or borrow from hard money lenders, borrow 3 or 4 mortgages at the same time in that person's name. When the whole thing is said and done, once you've got the money, you've pulled the money out, I would then turn around and I would go back to that guy and I would give him his cell phone, his computer, some money. Probably ask him to hold some documents in the hope that once I took off with the money and law enforcement looked into it and said, hey, there's $1 million missing here. They'd track him back somehow to the cell phone and grab him and arrest him and he'd go to jail and it'd take a year or two before they figured out that he had nothing to do with it. Now, if he has a criminal record, it's that much better.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Look, I know we're being rude to the homeless.
We are.
But they've been rude to me.
They can yell at me.
They scream at me.
They can be rude. But, you know, again, they do yell, they scream, they taunt. But, you know.
In Portland, I heard so many screams. Like, just down the street, you just hear basically the guy that scared the queen. I was the queen. Yeah. I would hear someone scream, and I'd be rushed away. James McCain would grab me and rush me into a building.
That's the funniest video still to this day of a guy just screaming and ruining the whole thing.
I heard several of those. San Francisco had the bums.
Yeah.
They had the bums still. We had to run from a bum.
For what?
Chasing us.
What was he chasing you for?
We went to look at the sea lines at the like wharf. Mm-hmm. And there was just a big fucking bum. He was a tall boy.
It was a landline.
Yeah, he was. He was a tall boy. And his pants were both ripped straight down. So he was wearing like, I don't know, he looked like the Scream guy. His clothes were all like loose, but he was on. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, he's "Dude, like, you motherfucker, fuck yeah!" And he was just
we gotta get those homeless boys some knee pads, bro. Some face paint, sliders, dude. We gotta turn them to sliders.
Matt, now this is the type of forward thinking. We could have the fucking sickest country on earth if we had 1 billion sliders in every city.
I would pay them, bro.
They could make a good living if they started sliding.
Someone's got to hook them up with Venmo, too, because like nobody has cash anymore.
I saw some bums with Venmos. Venmo. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you got to slide for me, Poppy. If I'm going to be giving, if I'm going to be doling out cash.
My words exactly. I said to him, I said, bro, you got a Venmo sign? You're going to need to slide for me, Poppy. Need to slide.
Or glove. I would take gloving too. If they were gloving, I'd be like, all right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but I think I might be more of a glover than a slider. If I'm
that's being fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I know sliding's obviously way more mask and tough. But
sliding's so sick. You saw the pig guy slide,
dude. I know. I've seen it. So, sliding's fucking nasty as hell. I'm just saying, deep down inside, I might be a glover. Sliding sick, but imagine if we pitched out this house black light or total, you know, no lights, and I was fucking
okay. I hear you. Think if somebody was sliding there. Oh, sparks.
Oh, fuck.
Sparks at night.
True.
Come on.
All right. That's fair.
It depends, though. If I was on psychedelics, the glovers would fucking rock.
Dude, a slider could take you to a dark place. If you're on mushrooms and some dude with like ghoul paint.
But that's exactly both of our habits, you know.
True.
I like alcohol. If I was drunk watching sliders, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. If I was drunk watching the glove guy, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck out of here, this fucking bullshit. Get your fucking hands out of my face. But if you got psychedelics and the sliders would really ruin it. This guy's a fucking idiot. This is crazy.
Just the face paint alone.
Like, this is somebody's son. He's doing sliding. He's sliding on the road in fucking Sacramento. A fucking idiot.
But yeah, we continue to search for you know, something for the homeless to do, and I think sliding's a
very good start.
It's definitely plan A.
I haven't heard any good options.
Dude, imagine you go to apply for like a warehouse, like right outside your interview, you fucking slide
into the interview,
slide through, or just do the sparks on your pants.
Or, again, they'll break out the gloves during the mid-interview. Do you have any special talents? You go, yeah.
Hold on. Turn out the, like you turn the lights off, please.
You're hired. You're the CEO now.
I'm also down with raw gloving.
What are we talking about? What about a sliding glover? Would it slide into the meeting, hit the glove, slide out?
Yeah, what is the either or distinction all about? Why can't you be both for real?
True.
That'd be so fucking that'd be so nasty.
I swear to God, sliders are holding down the yard though. They're definitely beating the fuck out of the Glover guys. Sliders are nuts.
I mean, definitely.
How many undercover sliders do you think we're at Skankfest? How many undercover sliders? We're at Skankfest. There had to be 7 to 8 sliders there.
I mean, dude, this next one, Skankfest X,
gotta
right?
We got to hire Slider. Dude, let's ruin Skankfest. Let's hire bums to go to Skankfest. Let's just hire wherever they fucking book it. Let's ship 1,000 bums and sliders.
With strict instructions to slide.
All they have to do is chase Luis J. Gomez. We'll give him a picture of Luis. Whenever you see this man, chase him.
We'd have to if they do it on like an island. I think X is going to be on an island. We might have to have like an amphibious operation to get. We'd have to get them over.
We
can
get them out.
We need a duck boat.
We need We need the H boats from D Day. Just lower the doors and let them slide out. Yeah.
Damn, that'd be so fucking funny.
I mean, putting sliders in any situation is hilarious.
Dude, I'm surprised no one's slid at Skankfest yet. It's coming. People
are sliders. We should just at least hire some sliders as a gift to Skankfest.
True. And just
you never saw sliders?
Aiden doesn't know what sliders or glovers are.
Hey, welcome to the revolution,
bro. Bro, you're gonna sit around and say white people don't have culture? Sliders and glovers. Holy shit.
Dude, for real. That'd be nice for Skankfest 10 to be like, dude, we got
Skank
you guys. Yeah, for 10, for Skankfest X. If we just send and it's like, hey, hold an hour slot for us and
we're just doing
sliders,
a talent show.
And just have sliders and glovers.
I'm not kidding. I would absolutely do that. Skankfest 10, you and me will have a live show.
Yeah.
Sliders versus glovers.
That'd be awesome. We should just pre-record and have us on the TV.
Yeah, true. We don't have to go. Just zoom in. Just zoom.
Oh, welcome. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. It's like if we died from them, we were like, you know, sending a message to the future.
That's
you have made it here. Great. Yeah. Excellent.
Now an hour and a half of guys sliding.
Oh, I didn't know everyone knew about the sliders. They were hitting my algo, and I was like, how did you keep that to yourself for so long? I told every single person.
I was sharing them, just me and one guy, just going back and forth sharing sliders.
I'm thinking hopefully your algo might have charged mine and hit me with the fucking slider material because I was on glovers for a while.
Who do you guys like? Who do you like more, Nate? Do you like sliders or glovers?
The glovers are weirder to me. They freak me out, actually.
Yeah, that's some type of hypnotism magic.
It was too much individual finger movement, like, together. I didn't like those two choreographs. Sliders just come in, slide.
Sliders are slide.
Yeah, but slide, do something cool, maybe drag their hand across. Yeah.
Hold on, but who do you...
You got to show them the sparks.
I saw the sparks.
My question is, so if you're at like an all-black barbecue, who do you think would be tolerated better, a glover or a slider?
Glover.
So I think a Slider.
Every Slider might be getting his ass beat.
They might be his ass. I think Slider's going to get like, because Glover's going to be like, get that shit out of here. But Slider's going to be like, oh, shit, every time he slides. Like,
that's a good point.
But no face paint, though, obviously. You couldn't wear the demonish, the demonic face paint.
No, you couldn't.
They like that.
It depends on the time
of
year. They
love like the purge masks. Yeah. They love the purge. Black people love purge masks.
Rock, so Slide and a Shiesty. I can't wait till we start sliding. Y'all don't want to see us slide.
You didn't bring that, did you?
What?
That Shiesty.
Oh, I didn't bring it. I forgot my Shiesty. I should have worn it.
I was right when he said it. I was like, damn, Matt's probably holding that, trying to break that out.
I should have busted it.
He's going to hit me with it when I'm not looking.
I should have put that thing on. I got to get that. My wife is threatening to throw it out. I told her I was going to throw away all her pocketbooks if she throws away my Shiesty. I was like, I'll throw all your dumb fucking purses out. She knows I'm thugging.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows he's a bad boy.
I'm going to post up. She's going to post up and trap. She just finally got out of the trap. She was living in the trap with me.
You can't start trapping again, bro. Please. Bro, I know the streets are calling.
That'd be so nice. I think about it now that I could literally probably buy like 1,000 pounds of weed and just go dumb. Be so sick.
Yeah, you could like really get arrested.
Oh, I know. I could go really crazy. I could get like a shipping. First of all, I can buy a shipping container and I could probably fill it. That'd be so tight.
Could you Zoom from prison?
They have tablets in prison.
I wonder if we could.
I probably could get some sort of like program.
Bro, that would be, the podcast would go through the roof if you were in jail.
The only thing I thought about it, I used to think about it all the time. If I go to jail, I'd be like, if I got out, I'd still be sick. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they have tablets now in prison. I just found that out.
I'll give you some verses from the phone. Remember they used to do that on rap albums? Guy would call in from the jail.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
Yeah, this is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that'd be, I think about trapping all the time, dude. It'd be so tight. It'd be so, because I could actually get like a fucking bad guy HQ now.
Yeah.
It'd be so fucking
You'd have
sick.
A lair.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have black guys in purge masks.
Dude,
and sliders.
I could get a van and a lair.
You could have henchmen.
Obviously, with Shiesty. Henchmen, that'd be sick as hell. And I could just pulling into your own bad guy lair and like having guys just lower the fucking garage door. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That's fair. That's something you should aspire to.
Yeah.
Bad guy lair. Just guys pulling up a door.
Yep. I
hey, boss.